The UTS Comedy Review and Performance Society, aka CRAP, is a catch-all performance society that specializes in sketch comedy shows. Today, I am joined with the directors of the upcoming UTS Review, my friends, CRAP's current president, Karim Cole, and fellow CRAP member, Eleni Karidis. Hey guys, how are you?
Good morning, friend. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, little friend Arena.
All right, well, let's jump into it. So, you're the Comedy Review and Performance Society, and obviously you're here to promote your review. What exactly is a review? It's a bit of a buzzword.
You know how SNL is like this really cool collaboration of all these little skits that are sewn together with film? Well, we don't have the film, we just have the bare stage.
And the comedy, baby.
So yeah, it's pretty much just a sketch comedy show where we have all self-devised this stuff from absolutely nothing into a full 2-hour show.
Yeah, look, I want to touch on that. Like, what's the rehearsal process like if it's so improvised? Like, what do you do?
We get the cast to spin around in a circle for 45 minutes and then the first thing that comes into their mind, we make a sketch about.
Oh, love that. Love that.
But that, I mean, that's not the process, but that's exactly what the process feels like, in my opinion. We do a lot of like prompts, you know, think of this, you're in this setting, go for it. And then we improvise and whatever doesn't fall apart out of the improvisation process, we take and fix up, rewrite, and make it into a sketch.
And even after we write it down, it takes a little while to edit it and polish it, because there are kind of like iterations of a sketch. We're like, oh, like that note wasn't hit right, or we got to kind of cut it down, because you wouldn't believe how long a bunch of class clowns love to just flabbergast for 10 minutes unless you give them constraints.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, improv is such like an interesting thing to do, and it's very hard to like do as well. So having that ability to create something out of 10 minutes of flabbergastry is probably pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it very much depends on like, first we have to create a space where everyone is comfortable in order to say a joke and it to absolutely land flatter than, you know, flat earthers. Like it, you have to create that space where everyone is willing to take the risk, and then you get some gold things coming out of it.
All right. So the theme of the show is Pandora, 9 out of 10 gods hater. What was your thought process in actually deciding this theme?
Well, Eleni and I kind of looked at each other and we're like, well, we're not going to make it like cough, cough 19. Like we knew that. Look, we basically were at a point where everybody was quite fatigued with the global climate of everything. And we didn't want to just kind of like skip past it. But we also didn't want to put on like COVID review or protest review, all these sort of things. Like we felt like, okay, we need a show that's going to allow us to kind of talk about disasters and chaos and all sort of things in a way that isn't going to, you know, drain our audience. Like, there has to be a level of catharsis. There have to be a level of, like, it's okay to laugh sometimes. It's okay to, you know, point the mirror at things sometimes. But the Pandora was kind of this figure who we figured, you know, it's quite an interesting take to be able to look at everything that's happened and find this one myth, this one legendary woman who can pin it all together. So she's actually, like, a really good theatre device as well, which really helped us.
I think that's definitely like what better way to encompass everything that's happened in the past year and even, you know, the beginning of this year than through what was such a disastrous myth, you know?
The amount of times I've heard somebody say last year, the world is going crazy, or like, man, like, why is everything falling apart? We were just like, okay, we're going to take that. I'm pretty sure somebody said that in history before, and we'll look through that and found this, and it just sort of fit really well together.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, with this theme, it's obviously, right, it's sketch comedy, so it's not just about Pandora the entire time.
God.
So can you give us a little sort of taster as to what kind of sketches that we might be able to see, or is it top secret?
Oh, that was kind of nice.
So that was a sneak peek. We definitely have a very wide range of both human characters, non-human characters, and animal characters. And politicians being in the category of non-human characters, I think, the way that we're doing it as well.
Well, when Eleni and I kind of came together, we were like, we're going to make this such a clever review. We're going to be so smart. And so we definitely have tried to lean more towards that way. So we're like, we didn't want to do something that's, like, you know, 2 hours of, like, crassness or, like, distasteful, you know, poo-poo pee-pee. But, you know, sometimes you got to have...
sometimes you need the poo-poo pee-pee humour. So that really carries the show sometimes.
So we've got a cool variety of, like, sketches that kind of parallel issues in life and how we've kind of, you know, had to come together with that. Because the big theme of the show as well is, you know, that in order to kind of get through everything and not be too cynical, to take the piss. So there are elements of, you know, pure absurdity where you're like, oh, that's such, like, that was such a cool choice. Like, it made me laugh. I don't know how they got there. And other things was like, oh, okay, that was quite a considered approach. I mean, I say so, but hopefully once you have all seen the show, you will also agree, like, wow, that was quite clever.
We've definitely got content that people will recognise, characters people will recognise, but then also content that we barely recognise and we've seen it 3 times now. So, like, it ranges. It definitely is a big range.
What are ticket sales looking like? Is there still time to buy them? Or?
Definitely, but we are nearly sold out our first night, so it is, thankfully and luckily, because in this climate, you know, we're still, people are conscious of going out and going to see theatre.
Definitely.
But tickets have been selling well, and there is still time to buy tickets, so we definitely encourage people to go and grab some.
That's good to know.
4 nights only.
Yes.
We're not doing this again. God help me. 4 nights only.
Yeah, and is it 4 nights live, or is there also, like, are you doing a live stream? Like, what's the deal on that?
So it is 4 nights live, but we'll also be doing a live stream on the Friday night.
Cool.
In which you can buy your tickets and you'll be able to stream our very special show, because we know that some people obviously don't want to check into the city. We know that we both have interstate friends, and we really want everybody to be able to jump onto the Little Myth of Pandora. Bring your mum, bring your dad, bring your ex, bring your dog. I'm not the dog, but bring your friends.
Definitely. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And yeah, definitely buy your tickets. Thanks, guys, for coming.